I've definitely predicted there'll be sort of strong resistance to it. Any government that tampers with the pension does so at its peril, I think. At the same time, there has been cuts. You know, the reduction in the Christmas bonus, or they're doing away with the Christmas bonus, represents a 2% cut already. And any sort of threat to cut pensions further, I don't think it'll happen. I don't think the government would have the... They'd be risking too much to try that, given the circumstances that happened 2 years ago with the when they attempted to tamper with the medical card.
It's exactly what I was going to ask, because it was that age group, if you like, that mobilised most strongly in relation to the medical card. Yeah. Would you anticipate similar the pension is cut, or even if it's proposed to be cut officially?
We're all in the situation, and you know, people realise that everybody has to play their part. There's hardships to be felt by all, but as long as things are done equitably, but it has to be remembered also that older people represent 17% of the voting population and are much more likely to vote than any other demographic group, and governments are aware of that as well. So I'd be surprised if they directly felt about cutting the pension. There's other ways of doing it, more equitable ways, such as through taxation. There's a system there already, as if to try and introduce a means testing or of pensions, or to try and cut a pension arbitrarily is unfair. But potentially, I think it's just a kite that's been flown at the moment. Hopefully, kites will be worn down and this one will be put away.